Hello?
Hey,
Hello?
is this Robert?
Who's this?
Hey, Robert, this is Jerome Pratt, CBA. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm hanging in here, man, hanging in here. Just wanted to touch back bases with you. You had spoke with Forrest, not Forrest, Zachary over here at CBA a few months back. Just wanted to reach back out and check the status of where you were at with South Jefferson Street. Have I caught you at a bad time at all?
Okay, want to know where I'm at? Well, they never called me back.
When you
What do
say
you
call,
mean where I'm at in terms of what?
got you. In terms of receiving offers or whether you still had the place on South Jefferson Street. And you said they had never called you back. Are you talking about Zach in particular?
Well, is that Rob? Zach, what's his last name?
It was Weatherspoon.
Yeah, well, a couple of people, I don't remember the names. I'm sitting on a stoop. I don't have my pad where it's written down. Sort of place, but I haven't gotten any positive feedback on it, either one, as
Gotcha.
far as Jefferson is concerned.
Got you. I mean, what has the feedback been so far on the, I guess, the offers that you're getting?
Well, if you're talking of 203 and then 205, I've gotten 225 and 215 for both.
Yeah, 225 and 215 for both. And this is for the South Jefferson Street, or
Yeah, they all, the whole block, that whole area is South Jefferson Street. 203 is the one with the garage on Marshall Street. It goes back to there. And 205 is the building right next to it. 203 is occupied on a ground floor, and I have a room on the upstairs. And presently, I'm installing a new boiler.
Got
The
you.
boiler went, so they should be finished this week. They just brought the boiler in. I was there this morning. It's already installed and piped, so now they got to fill it, balance the system, and the heating system will be functional.
Got you. Got you.
Yeah, so that's a new boiler there. I don't have a boiler on 205. There's
Got you.
some renovation on the top floor and maybe some touch-ups and a paint job on the ground. High spot, the ground floor on 205. So I got three residents in there so far. 203 is a two-family, and the top floor on 205 needs renovation, some work. I got furniture, stuff stored up there, and tools and things like that.
Got you. Yeah, and I
But
understand.
nobody made a decent order. That got, what did I get? 215 and 225 or something. Boy, be quiet. Just my little puppy here. I call him Spot. I'm sitting on the porch, and he's, let me move, because he's yelling right, barking right in my ear.
Yeah. No,
Anyway.
it's all good. It's all good. We got some puppies of our own at the office too, so it's
Yeah,
all
well,
good.
I got five puppies and one shepherd.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
Yeah. You got
I, I'm a
hands-on.
dog person. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're good. They're good. I'm a dog lover, so yeah.
Well, that's definitely
Yeah.
awesome. Definitely awesome.
Right.
And I know you were talking about 203 and 205. I mean, did you still have 101 as well?
Yes, I do.
Got you. And is that one?
I'm renovating the two downstairs on 101. Well, it's only one level, so that originally was 2 1-bedroom. An entrance on Jefferson Street, then an entrance on Whiff Street. Two separate numbers. but gotcha. I just call it 101. Yeah, it's already framed. The electrician is doing the installation of new wiring, and maybe in 2 weeks somebody's going to start the plumbing. So gotcha. Everything there is going to be new.
Got you. And one, you're doing a lot of work over there. I can tell. You know, you got a lot going on. I mean, you said the offers that you had received, none of them were piquing your interest, per se?
On 205 and 203, 205, right.
Got you.
Yeah.
Have you ever considered receiving one large offer for all of them at all?
Well, nobody's done that yet. I'd take something, a large offer for both. Yeah. You know, I would consider that.
Got you.
And with the tenant, with the tenants in it. I don't want to put them in it.
With the tenants, I got you.
Yeah.
And, I mean, with this, I know you probably own those for a while, haven't you?
Well, I bought them in 2016, somewhere in that area. I don't know the exact date in front of me. But, yeah, I purchased them because I moved down here and I sold my house in New York.
Okay, congrats.
My home in New York, yeah.
Got you.
And then, too, my son and daughter both graduated from Virginia State. My son graduated 2023, 2022, the last child.
Okay.
My son, yeah.
Congratulations on that. I mean, it means you're done. You made it through the finish line.
Oh, yeah, definitely with the two of them, yeah. And I got two other sons, a total of four kids.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well,
adults now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's good. That's less on you right now. You know, they can just live life.
Exactly.
Yes, sir. Well, I mean, I definitely am interested in a possible situation for all three. I mean, have you thought about? I know you're in the place of fixing them up and, you know, possibly getting more individuals in, but I mean, was there anything that had you willing to sell in general right now, or are you just done with being a landlord or?
Quiet. No, I don't have anything to sell right now that I put on the market. I have none of them on the market. I just look at speculators or whatever. 203,
gotcha.
205 is the only one that I really want to sell because my funds are pretty depleted. I want to buy some new stuff before the price get crazy because the casino is coming.
Yeah, no, I can.
And I know that should be a market for houses, but.
Yeah, no, I definitely can understand that. I mean,
yeah,
a lot of changes coming up, but right now it's a seller's market and it's getting ready to be a buyer's market. I'd say here, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
So now's the time to, you know, consider at least and weigh those options. So I definitely agree. What I want to do is I definitely want to, I know I called you, you know, out the blue, but I want to schedule a call to give you some solid, you know, figures and see what we can do about 203 and 205. I definitely want to do my due diligence because I had originally called about 101, but now that I know, I definitely, you know, would be willing to at least entertain the two of them at once. So,
yeah, the two on Marshall Street and Jefferson, 203 and 205. Okay, I would consider it if did you ever see them?
No.
I never actually showed it to you.
No.
Right, you never came to see it, okay.
Yeah. No, we haven't. But at the same time, I mean, we're able to we definitely don't mind coming down there to see them. If you'd like, we can schedule something up for next week. Let me run this by our owner, doing the two properties at once, and then I will give you a call either tomorrow. I mean, what would be best, Friday or Monday for you?
Monday coming, you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, Monday coming would probably be a better day. Yeah, because I'll have the boiler finished, hopefully, and they'll be paid, they'll be out of the way, and you'll see it's functioning for 203. And then I may have a guy, you know, clearing it so it's not cluttered on 205, which is upstairs. Downstairs is occupied, so I would have to let them know
gotcha.
So that you could see everything.
Gotcha. No worries. We can plan that accordingly. But we definitely are interested. I'll give you a call Monday, what, around 2 p.m.?
Yeah, anything after 12 is great.
Okay. All right. I'll put it down for Monday at 2 p.m. And
Monday at 3.
Back out.
Okay. How many people?
Oh, I would just give you a call to schedule out when we would come and also talk numbers with you as well.
Okay. Sounds good. And your name again?
My name is Jerome Pratt.
Pratt?
P-R-A-T-T? You got it.
Okay. All right. Great. Yeah. I'll be looking forward to your call.
Okay. All right.
Well, take care.
You as well. You have a great rest of your day.
All right. Do the same.
Bye-bye.